Hey, welcome. Hi, welcome back to the Role Less Taken Campfire. I am Graham, I play Jet, and I am joined by my lovely fellow camp counselors.
Hi, my name is Mickey, and I play Achille.
I'm Em, I play Sean.
And I'm Chris, and I play Sabrina.
All right, and we are back in... We never actually named the camp, did we?
We didn't.
We absolutely did not.
So we're back in whatever the camp is called.
We're back at Sleepaway Camp.
We are back at Sleepaway Camp. And hopefully we will not get eaten by anything today.
We shall see.
Let's see. The game does also say that we should give the Lindworm a few seconds to see if it wants to join.
Please.
Doesn't sound like it's with us today. All right. So yeah, we met the campers, we kind of got the lay of the land. If anybody has a great name for the camp, definitely feel free to throw it out. We met our camp counselors, and then we met a few of the campers, some of whom were playing with animal bones. And that's more or less where we are right now. Day one of camp.
We had a little campfire story.
Mm-hmm.
And is that now we're waking up next day, kind of?
I was going to say, where do we want to get started? We can pretty much start wherever.
Yeah, let's start the next day. I like that idea.
So the day after everybody gets a camp, everybody's kind of gotten settled in, found their bunks, made their little shelf space all nice and neat.
Anybody feel like picking up a scene?
I was just flipping through our playbook here.
Yeah.
And getting to the scene, seeing what offerings there might be. Was there one that was speaking to you, Em?
I mean, I just know Sean will probably be at the lake early this morning, thinking about the start of the day. But the campers could be doing something out on the field.
Mm.
So many possibilities.
It's true. We also have our handful of campers.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing up my list.
Achille is definitely like loosely supervising this morning some ultimate frisbee. Very intermittent supervision.
Well, then I can pick up the field scene.
Sure.
Because that's kind of speaking to me. I'm picturing all the camp counselors waking up a little earlier, along with the campers. A few have headed out to the lake to go swimming early in the morning, and there's that rowdy game happening on the field with Achille. A few maybe with Jet or Sabrina have gone to grab a breakfast, feeling ready to eat some foods, maybe having a little morning picnic on the dew. It's a nice calm morning at the camp.
When I think about the field, I think about how it is fresh mowed, but on the edges there's that tall grass, the stark contrast of the area that was made to play, and then when things get very wild, very suddenly, which is kind of a lot like the camp, I think. Mm. Things are very safe until they're not.
I like it.
So are we picturing, like, where do the campers eat breakfast? Is it kind of like an open, like, we set up kind of like picnic-like tables, and they eat outside, and can, like, when they finish their food, they can put their trash away and they go play on the field?
Maybe, like, there's a mess cabin for the kids who want to eat inside, and then outside, yeah, I think they've got that option, like some tables and maybe some blankets.
Definitely.
Kind of letting everybody choose their own meal adventure.
Yeah.
I'm imagining maybe like the more sporty kids like Achille are grabbing a piece of fruit off the tables outside and just kind of throwing down a apple or banana real quick, tossing the peels in the compost bucket and making their way out to the fields.
I'm looking at the moves here on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking maybe as Achille kind of has their back turned, watching some of the campers go to get breakfast, kind of yearning for that fresh morning cup of coffee, like a scream rings out behind them. And as Akili turns around, there's like a camper on the ground under a pile of other campers who has made that scream and they've hurt themselves.
Akili spins around and charges towards this mound of Drin, also like producing a whistle that you didn't know was like under a loose tank this whole time, and just gives this deafening whistle blow that just kind of echoes throughout the valley they're in. And kids, terrified, start hopping up kind of one by one. And Akili has this like fire just burning from the eyes, like into the eye sockets of every child that he makes eye contact with, just like just very intensely, like, what did you do? And the pile starts to come apart, and at the bottom of the pile, what does Akili see?
I don't know which camper. We can maybe say it was Sid or Allie, one of those two. What do you think?
My gut said Sid.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with Sid.
I was just trying to collect the caterpillars and put them in my specimen jar. Just crying out. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You screamed. Why do you scream like this? Are you all right? Are you okay? And then when Sid kind of like looks up and just presents like the tiniest cut
Aww.
On Sid's hand and a broken specimen jar.
Poor Sid.
Aww.
Maybe there's another camp counselor that runs over and helps Sid get to the first aid cabin, if there's such a thing.
That does a bit sound like a lifeguard kind of move.
Yeah, Jet.
Jet kind of, you know, rushes over in full action mode. There's like, I don't know, like action movie music in the background as they run over. I'm going to use my move to shoulder a burden, and I'm going to help Sid get to the first aid tent.
Ace.
And ask, you know, how... You know, kind of get the 411, ask how Sid is hurting, make sure there's nobody else is injured, and kind of, you know, is everyone, anybody else need anything? Some more protein bars down the food tent, food cabin.
Akili will definitely, like, take note of just Jet, like, doing the, like, I'm imagining your Jet's carrying a buoy, even though we're on land. Ridiculously still lifeguarding.
Yes.
I kind of had that like Baywatch opening kind of vibe about it.
And Akili is drinking it in. And then we'll like lean down to the camper, kind of snapping out of it, lean down to Sid and be like, Z will help you. But you should know, screams like that are reserved for actual hurt. If you are hurt again, you make that noise when you are very, very hurt. That's Sid.
Or Sid.
So I think Jet just kind of wanders off, holding Sid's undamaged hand, and taking the little guy down to the first aid. I keep wanting to call them tents, but I think it is actually like a structure, like a cabin. Kind of picturing like an A-frame with like a cross on the front, like a medical cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What next?
Maybe while Sabrina is kind of overlooking breakfast time at the edge of the forest. Close by where you are, there are some random deers and other animals playing at the edge of the forest, and some of the kids kind of look intrigued, like they want to go play with these animals.
The edge of the forest?
Yeah.
I'll say that while all of the drama in the field was going on, Sabrina was kind of overseeing the campers that were eating outside. And she's, like, cleaning up some of the trash because the kids are kind of messy. She's trying to, like, call, like, mumble out to them, like, hey, pick up your trash. Well, no, it's okay. I'll do it. It's fine. You can go look at the deer. And she, after she's finished straightening up, she kind of wanders over with them and is kind of, like, trying to pique their interest. Like, oh, look, it's like a nature show. Look at those deer. There's, like, a baby and a mom. and maybe that one's the book or something. What are this camper's reactions? What are they seeing?
You see the child who had bleached a femur yesterday, Zach. Zach's holding up a femur and just like kind of like doing that thing where you squint one eye and like hold up the to see if it would match. I think this might be. Do you think that's a deer bone? What do you think that is? Like kind of looking to Sabrina and the other kids.
Maybe. I don't know. And she's gonna kind of like squint and look. She's kind of like looking at the deer and then back to the bone and trying to think. I took biology. I know how skeletons work. I think that's like the right size. And she's like, yeah, that's
right. Like, I think so.
Yeah, it's probably like from one of the really big ones, like the male or something. And you look kind of back at the bone and it's not really that big. And I'm gonna like speak of, I have a move called try to explain to a camper and get it all wrong. And yeah, like this is probably the rear leg femur of a really big buck. And you can look, like, clearly they had like this awesome diet of like berries and leaves and nuts. Trying to think, like, deer eat those things, right? I don't really know what the diet of a deer is. It's just like going on and on, trying to be like super educational for the kids, like turning this into like some David Attenborough stuff.
The kids like start sitting down and like, and the bone gets passed to you, and all of the campers are definitely giving you like this vibe that there's a lot they can learn from you. They've like rested their hands underneath their chin and like their giant eyes all looking up at you.
Well, at this point, she's panicking because she's realized in her ramblings, she's made herself seem like some sort of authority on the subject, but really she doesn't know what she's talking about. And so like the deer is kind of scampering away and she's like, okay, what next? What next? Bones are so neat. Like, you all have bones, right? And we just ate breakfast, which is like really good for your bones. How many of you had milk? Anybody?
Just hands up.
Yeah, milk. Milk is super good for your bones and your teeth. Like if you drink a ton of milk, you're gonna have so few dentist visits when you get older, maybe.
A little kid just looks up and goes, did the milk go into my teeth bones? My teeth? Bones? Are my bones teeth? Are my teeth bones?
I think teeth are bones.
And they're made of milk?
No, not made of milk. No. But they're made of cells. Yeah. And it's just like,
I didn't have any cells for breakfast. I didn't eat any. I didn't have any cells.
No, you don't eat the cells. Too tiny to eat. Not something you eat. But we can learn all of, like, who...
How am I going to get teeth?
You have teeth already. Look. Oh, my gosh. Look at these birdies. And it kind of points up at what maybe is a nest. And it's full of, like, robins or something.
Perfect. As you point up to it, you see Allie is like, hey, Robin, I'm going to go get those robins. And just start climbing up the tree to try and get the robins. But doesn't get very far. Has more spunk than actual strength.
Be careful. Don't scrape.
And at that point, Robin is like, nah, I'm going to get the Robin. They're named after me. And starts trying to climb up as well.
I feel like Allie gets like kind of halfway up and then is like, there's nowhere else to go. But sees you coming and is like going to keep trying. Losing her grip a little bit.
This cat Sabrina kind of sees Allie trying her best, and it kind of reminds her of a feeling she's had before, where you're really trying to do something and somebody else tries to upstage you, and so all of a sudden her concern changes to like this burning passion in her eyes, and she goes over to the tree and she like kind of like tries to, she like grabs Allie's legs and tries to hoist her up, like, go, you can get it, look how tall you are.
Yeah, thanks. And Rob and Allie is gonna try and keep going. Make it up a little further.
I imagine at this point that the birds are frightened that there are people now scaling the tree and they fly away.
Yes.
Sabrina, can you catch
me? Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, can you catch me?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to fall?
Yep. And then I just let go.
Oh my god. And I'm going to carry the weight, but I'm just going to tumble over. Yeah. She's not very coordinated. Just stumbles over on her own feet, unprepared for the weight, and just falls. And Alec falls on top.
I think Robin sort of was too focused on trying to climb themselves and didn't notice this whole thing, and is now sitting on a branch that's a little too high up for everybody, and is just kind of not sure how to get down now, and is starting to do that freak out.
Sabrina is gonna kind of come to again, just been splatted by another child, and gets up and looks up at the tree and sees Robert, and she's like, oh my god, oh my god, you weren't actually supposed to go up there. How did you get up there?
I climbed. How do I climb down?
Go back the way you came.
But they kind of look down and kind of look back and go, I kind of forgot how. I forgot which things I stepped on.
Okay. You know what? I'll get somebody else. This is a two-person job. I already dropped one kid. I won't do it again. That part she kind of says on her own and just wait right there. And she runs off, but she's just calling out help, help. Who's the first counselor she sees?
I think.
Probably Achille.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because Jet is helping
Sid.
Injured Sid.
Mm.
And Sean is probably by the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So Achille would say, what is it? What do you need? What is happening?
Robin, he's they're up the tree, and I'm not that strong. If they fall, I'm gonna fall. I need help.
Okay, this is possible. One minute, I'm going to get just let me get this thing, and runs into the little sports shack and pulls out some thick rope, throws it over the shoulder. Okay, show me where.
All right, and Sabrina's gonna speed walk you over to the tree and rock stuck.
Perfect. Now, Achille is going to look up at the tree and is kind of impressed at how far up Robin has made it. Wow, this is good climbing skill. You have good climbing skills up there. Okay, so.
Thanks. How do I get down?
Okay, you stay and I'll come and get you. And Achille is going to use a strong move to do a mythic feat of physical strength. And being the athlete that Achille is, Achille has a very kind of more slender build, but every part of Achille is just muscle or bone, two things. And that's kind of never been more evident than watching Achille just glide up this tree with a very heavy rope over the shoulders too. And upon getting up to where Robin is going to then start to tie a knot on the closest tree branch. And I'm imagining it's a knot that Sean has taught Achille. And okay, Sabrina, we are going to do this. You can get on my back, and then we're just going to climb down.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you hold on to my back?
Okay.
Are you able to do this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, very good.
I hope so.
And then Robin on Achille's back. Achille's going to do a really cool thing with the rope, by putting the rope around Achille's foot a couple twisted ways, and then it's just going to slowly lower very easily down the rope. So he's not falling, but just very controlled, in a very controlled way. The two land. And Achille just wipes off a single bead of sweat.
That was pretty cool.
That was. I was gonna say, now is the moment that Jet gets back with Sid's hand bandaged. It's sort of what did I miss?
You did not miss much. There was exciting that happened, really. It was nothing.
Okay.
Oh, and then I see you were able to fix the loud one's hand.
Yeah, he seems happier now.
Oh, that's most heroic. Very nice. Very good work.
Thank you. It was really mostly the nurse, but...
But, you know, you did it, too. You it's saving. It's very heroic. I'm gonna go get that rope up there. Okay. Goodbye. Climbs up, back up the tree to untie the rope.
The awkwardness is palpable.
I love it.
All right. Does anyone else have anything to add to that scene?
That was a beautiful morning.
It's a good morning. I realized we did forget to do something, which M kind of did naturally, which is grab a setting element, everyone.
Oh yeah.
M grabbed the field. So yeah, definitely feel free to grab something off the table that kind of interests you. And you can take a look at them. That's the field, the wood, the lake, the campers, the magic, and the strangeness. Those are our setting elements.
Mm.
Basically, anytime you're not sure what to do and you don't see anything on your character sheet that you think, hey, that's cool, just look at the setting element and go, hey, I want to inject this theme into the thing.
Cool.
I think specifically, I am not allowed to take the lake because I am the lifeguard. But I think there are like a couple of like restrictions listed, but
who is there?
I'm trying to remember where it is. It's in the description. So anyone can start with the lake except for the lifeguard, and the lifeguard never ends up with the lake unless it makes perfect sense.
Mm.
And rereading the rules is kind of optional, but definitely feel free if something, you know, leaps out at you. I did a little bit grab a move from the camper's card, so that's why I'm remembering now.
Mm.
Which was to create, introduce drama and contention.
Ooh, I love it.
I forgot to mention that the bungle or explain things wrong was a weak move, so.
Oh, so you get a token.
I get a token.
Hey. Yeah, let me throw one next to your little portrait there.
Thank you.
And I think Achilles spent a token, right?
Yeah, and I think I also... No, I just spent one, yeah.
And yeah, you can also, all of us have got the option to invite the Lindworm to act, and that's how we, that's why when we draw the cards.
You have to announce that you're going to do that, or should you just pick a card?
I think officially you announce it, and then I will draw three, and kind of, I can read them out, read out the prompts. But you can also, you know, we don't have to stick to that.
I mean, if nobody else has kind of like a scene that they're thinking of, I say let's do it.
Let's bring the Lindworm.
Let's invite the Lindworm to act upon the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late morning.
Sounds great.
So let's see. This
which also big... gave me a token, apparently.
Yeah, get yourself a token. Okay, so no spades at the moment because we're still too early in the game for spades. So I got the Ace of Clubs, the King of Clubs. I had a heart a second ago, but it disappeared, so oh well. And the Nine of Clubs.
Ooh.
What do these mean when I find my table? So an alluring promise, the scent of distant fruits, campers lured away. That's the Nine. The Ace is a camper found dead, lobotomized while writing a letter for help. And we remove a camper from the game. And, oh, the King is also pretty bad. It's a camper was found dead, skin peeled off and unrecognizable.
Yay.
Going real hard, real fast.
Yes, the concern here is I like the camper. So, do we use one-offs that we've never named or anything? Or
no, it says we have to remove. Ones? Well, it says remove one of the campers from our corkboard, which is one of our four.
Right.
Oh my gosh, should we just start slow? Should we just do an alluring promise?
I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking we should just go hard. Because I mean, this is a cosmic horror game. And it hurts me. It hurts me because I'm with you. I like all of them. I was just looking at all and I'm like, I can't choose one.
I have regrets about this move that I'm taking.
I mean, I was gonna say, like, you're the one who invited, so you're welcome to kind of choose the route here.
Yeah, go for it, Chris.
I'll stand biased.
No, go. Your call, Chris.
Yeah,
trust your decision.
I kind of want to start slow.
Okay.
Let's start.
So So campers lured away who and where?
Ooh, I feel like Sid would definitely, Zach, maybe?
Mm.
I feel like Zach more so than Sid. Sid's pretty cautious.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that Sid is an overflowing cicada.
That is true. So. Overflowing with.
I mean, it could be that Zach went and brought Sid with, like, no, trust me, it'll be fine. Come with me. Kind
I could
thing.
See that, actually. Yeah. Sid definitely looks up to Zach.
Right. And the scent of distant fruits. I mean, they could be drawn to, like, where the fairy houses were built, like deep in the woods.
So like mid-morning, they're kind of like, you know, some of the campers are kind of wandering in the woods and like having a day kind of to explore.
Yeah. And I'm assuming
maybe they were doing maybe it was a scavenger hunt. Like maybe all the kids were meant to go out and find certain things. And those two wandered too far.
It's very, very fairy tale. So yeah, they kind of wandered in that direction. Now Mickey has wandered too far.
Mickey has gone too far.
I smell distant fruits. I'm back.
Yeah. I like that. I think, I'm trying to figure out how to work the deer femur in, or the femur, the bone, into this somehow as well. That, like, Zach somehow, like, like picked it up because of the bone.
The deer femur, not femur.
Yeah. The bone.
What if they thought they saw a deer that was missing a leg? And, like, Zach was like, maybe that's this deer's bone.
Got to return
and
it.
They followed it.
A very Zach of
them. Yeah, right. So when do we notice that happening? Or when do we notice that they're gone? Is when everybody's back with all their stuff?
Yeah, maybe like it's coming to be lunchtime, so campers are filtering back into the camp. Mm. We're starting to serve, do our little head counts as camp counselors do. Maybe Sean is doing it. I don't know. We haven't said hi to Sean yet.
Yeah, we haven't really heard from Sean.
Sean's counting all the camp, like, camp counselors. We are two campers short. Who are we missing? Let's see.
I'm
looking.
I don't see kid with the cut.
Sid?
What's it? Sid.
The one with the bone.
Zach
and Sid.
Okay. That's not my favorite thing to have happened recently. Where do we, did anybody? I mean, they're probably just like lagging, probably out looking for the last couple things on the list. Do we sort of quietly ask the campers if they saw which direction they went?
Yeah. We can ask.
Yeah. Hey, did anybody see our friends, which way our friends Zach and Sid went?
I see two campers, and they kind of go like, oh yeah, I saw them, and one points over at the lake, and then the other one's like, no, they went over this way, and they point at like the fire pit. And then the campers kind of start arguing amongst themselves, like, no, they went to the fields, obviously. And yeah, maybe not so helpful bunch.
Well, should we go look? It didn't really help us at all.
Probably a good idea. Do we get Achille and Sabrina? I mean, more eyes. We can leave the kids with, you know, some of the other counselors for the minute.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim and Kathy, can you guys get everybody ready for lunch? We'll announce the results of the scavenger hunt after lunch. That's how we'll go this route. We got a couple of campers that are, I think, still, you know, looking for the last couple of things. It was a tough one. Yeah, we'll go. Four of us will go see what we can see, and we'll see everybody back at the food tent. I'd say probably have everybody eat inside for lunch, just because don't want to lose anybody in the shuffle.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cool. Should we split up, or should we go in pairs?
I could possibly, yes, maybe pairs. Pairs would be good, I think.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Yeah. Who, I think, if they're in the lake, we should probably check there first. That's the place I'd rather they weren't. So I'm probably going to go eliminate that possibility.
Cool.
Who's coming with Team Lake?
I mean, I'm a fan of the lake, but I don't want to step on any toes here.
No, you should go to the lake. Sabrina and I can go to another place. That's
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Sure. So lake, cool. Lake group.
Team Lake. Do we have radios?
Do we have radios? That is a great question. Probably.
Yeah, I think like it's a modern.
Oh yeah, there might be some. Yeah.
Like some walkie-talkies.
Yeah. Maybe as we get farther apart, it's a little harder to hear the whole message, but...
Right, you know, right. I think we're like, everybody channel 4, and if you see anything, let us know. Jack gives a big thumbs up, big grin, like, this is going to be great. No problems.
Yeah, you want to race?
Oh, hell yeah.
Be careful out there. Go.
Like you're rushing off. It's like, do I have a move that would give me a leg up in the race? I do not.
I just have a let slip your lighthearted side. And that was me going for the race.
Nice. So I think of the two groups, the lake group is going to be less interesting because we know that nothing is there.
Yeah.
We the players, not we the characters. So I think that does kind of... My suggestion is we should follow Sabrina and Akili out to the wherever they're going.
Agreed.
Sabrina was called over by Sean and Jet along with Akili, and she did not really hear all of the kids bickering about... I imagine they're still bickering. Or wait, no, they went inside. So we didn't hear, I didn't hear, where we're supposed to be going. Akili, do you know where we're searching? I guess Akili doesn't know. Can you hear us?
Mickey,
I can't. I'm sorry.
Mickey really lost the internet.
I don't know. It's the internet's not happy today. The internet gods aren't smiling upon me. But the last thing I heard is we're going to go have a little Sabrina Akili adventure.
Yes.
Yes.
Sabrina, I do not know where we should look. Where do you think we should look?
I'm not sure. Well.
Saw you talking about bones earlier. You seem to really know the woods. Lots of kids are talking about how you are a nature expert.
Right. Yeah. So the woods.
I think there's a lot I could learn from you. Yes, I'll follow you in the woods and see what tracking we can do.
Sounds like you just earned a token there.
Ding ding ding.
Also, I think Chris, you should have a token for calling the lindworm up, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a fool. Like a stupid person. Yes.
Like a brilliant person. I was ready for some lindworm. So Akili will kind of get behind Sabrina, which might seem like a bit, mm-hmm. I think, intuitive initially, giving their, you know.
And Sabrina sees this and kind of just like in her own head, like, God damn it. And just kind of like puffs on her chest. And she's like always hunched. So this is one of those moments where she's going to kind of stand tall, sort of, and head towards. I guess there's more than one way to get into the woods. You just walk into the woods. So she's just going to walk into the woods.
What if I try just voice?
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Go for it.
I was also going to suggest now might be a good time if somebody who didn't have a setting element wanted to pick up the woods. It might be a good thing to look at.
Graham.
Where is the rules?
You want to do it?
I can if nobody else has any ideas.
I never have any ideas ever.
No, I think you should do it, Graham.
All right, let's do that. All right, I think I've got an idea, but we can do a little more searching first.
Okay. Mickey / Akili, did you hear that we are walking into the woods now?
Did we lose Mickey?
Maybe, baby. Let me text them.
Okay. Oh, they're typing.
Fiddlesticks.
Okay. All right, we can go to the lake quick and do a scene at the lake while Mickey reboots.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Let's do it. Yeah, so what happens at the lake?
I imagine we get out onto the pier.
Mm.
And there's maybe casual waves, but I've tied up the canoes quite well on the dock. Well, Jet, do you want to like go row out and see if we see anything, or you want to use your lifeguard abilities to kind of take a peek?
I think Jet's kind of like maybe climbing down from the lifeguard chair. And it's kind of like, I don't see any movement on the lake. So that's kind of, I don't know. Like, do you think anybody's better safe than sorry? Yeah, we should probably row out.
Yeah, I don't see anybody, but.
I'd rather know that they're not in there. So maybe we row out and like see if somebody fell down to the bottom. If we got another letter to write to the parents about lake safety.
Yeah. Now, that's what my canoe, and you can come with me, or you can take your own, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think two sets of eyes is probably best. We'll row faster too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go in it.
Yeah. So I let you set it up, and then. I take your help crossing the threshold into the canoe.
Cool. Yeah, I like get in. I like stabilize. One hand on the dock, one hand reaching up to kind of like, help us get in. You get a token. All right. Here's your paddle. Let's get going.
All right. We kind of row on out.
Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at the lake. Scene.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of we're out here. Jet and I have a history of just rowing and not talking, but feeling very content. Although in this scene, it feels a little more tense since we're looking for two missing campers. And I'm wondering if we want to do one of the moves for the lake.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
There's like a fabricate a falsehood or feed the waves. And I don't know. If any of those sound good.
I'm wondering, fabricate a falsehood, we could, while we're out there, we could see something that we think might be like a child, like at the bottom of the lake, just like
mm-hmm.
like a face mm-hmm. or like a limb kind of darting between some rocks. And we're like, did you see that?
Yeah. Was it one of the kids we're missing?
I mean...
I don't know. Do you want to...
Do we just dive in?
Yeah, let's...
Try and bring him back up, or...
Let's go. We both jump in.
Yeah. Try to swim down.
Start swimming around.
Looking around. And I think... I don't know. I definitely don't think Jet sees anything. Jet's kind of like what... I don't know. Kind of swims back up and is like, nobody's down there. But I definitely saw something.
Algae. Yeah, I didn't see anything when we got down there. I don't know what we saw.
I don't know. Climb back into the boat. Probably as soon as we do, there's like another, like glimpse of like, a face down at the bottom, and we're kind of like, looking at each other, like, do we try again?
I mean. Success consists of getting up just one more time. So I guess let's go.
All right.
jump back in.
Jet will stay in the boat to kind of spot and kind of be like, you know, go left, go left.
Yeah. Swimming around, diving down. I don't see anything. And I'm tired.
Yeah, I think we kind of keep repeating this process for like, not like immediately after each other, but like, you know, probably like half an hour or so has passed. The campers have eaten most of their lunches in this like window. And, you know, every few minutes we kind of see a face. One of us dives in. We don't see anything. But there's just this like, and I think each time we see it, it kind of gets a little bit more defined. We kind of like realize it's definitely not one of the kids we're looking for, but it definitely is like, we feel like there's somebody down there.
Yeah.
I'm in my head. I'm basically creating a ghost.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know if I have enough energy to keep going.
No, I mean, maybe it's just like a trick of the light. Sun's coming in weird, like, you know, swamp gas off of Venus kind of thing, and we just gotta head back in. It's not one of the kids, yeah. I don't think. We gotta head back in. I have another move that says give up at the worst possible moment.
Perfect, use it. Maybe we see like the entire body now and we're both just like,
yeah,
okay,
like out of the corner of our eyes, but we're like, we're dismissing it at this point because it just has not panned out.
No.
But maybe, ooh, here's a pitch. Maybe the body is one of the kids that we lost several years ago, one of our friends.
Oh god, was it my friend?
You're welcome to have it be your friend.
If it was, I could do one of my weak moves and get lost in misery as we're rowing back.
Okay.
Kind of thinking about.
Yeah, I think Jet's like, I don't know who that is, but I don't think it's one of the kids. And if it is anybody, yeah. Even like, you know what they say about the lake.
Yeah. Sean's like very quiet. Maybe just doesn't paddle back or help you paddle back at all.
Kind of picturing like Jet's at the front of the canoe, so doesn't notice that you're not paddling.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there, maybe holding my knees.
Cool. Yeah, go ahead and take a token for that. I'm just making a note so I remember this.
All right, back to the woods. Yeah.
We have Mickey back.
You did up until moments ago.
I think so. Yeah.
Are you there, Mickey?
Like a Ouija board.
Are you there?
You know, I'd like to speak to the ghost of Mickey. Nope.
The Ouija board said no.
Yeah. We got denied. I wish I was actually in a lake right now because it's 85 degrees where I am.
It's getting warm in this office, which is kind of what Perry had warned me about. Oh, it's gonna a couple of the all of the setting elements have got some like aesthetic things that we can pick. I think
now I was looking at those.
Em, you mentioned algae filled for the lake.
Yes.
Yes. Shining, vast, rippling, misty, forbidden, muddy, algae-filled, plentiful, deceiving, reflective, revealing, or hungry. I think algae-filled and deceiving might be good.
Love it. Definitely algae-filled and deceiving.
And I did actually, earlier we talked about the field as freshly mown, and I think you also mentioned dew. So I grabbed those as the aesthetic elements for the field.
Perfect.
Oh no. And I'm just doing that to the lake while we're waiting for Mickey's computer to figure itself out.
Feel like we're probably okay? Is it?
Yeah.
You appear to be okay. Back.
Ooh. I don't even know. I don't even have a reason. Nothing changed. Thank you for everyone for being so supportive.
No worries. Sean and I went out to the lake and we thought we saw a body down at the bottom, but it turned out to be nothing, or so Jet thinks.
Classic.
Although I think Sean is pretty sure it is their dead friend.
Yeah. So Sean's shutting down.
While we're on the topic, can y'all remind me, Jet and Sean, of your two missing friends' names? I have two names written here, but I'm just not sure which one was which. Just for my own.
I don't remember what I said, and I listened to it earlier when I was doing some.
I think Jacob.
Oh, that is not one of the names I have. Noah and Jack. That neither of them? I was just completely wrong.
I think it was Jonah.
I separated that name into two different names.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It might have been a T name, like Todd or Tom or something, but I could be. I would have to go back and listen to the edit to be sure.
Can we make a running gag that every time Jet mentions their friend, it's a different name each time?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is like also slightly terrifying, right? Like,
right.
Oh yeah, I have a dead friend and it's Tom and it's Tim and it's Tad and it's how many dead
always
friends?
Different.
It's Ooh. Definitely not yeah, it's definitely not Tad down there though. That is actually a thing that's on the strangeness table. So like when we switch acts, we can pick up like the thing that kind of the spooky thing that happens the most, we can pick like a creature to represent it. So I'm gonna make a note of that. But yeah, go explore the woods.
Achilles kicking up dirt behind Sabrina, a little distracted, you know, obviously worried for the kids, but doesn't really think danger's fallen upon them after seeing what they consider to be dangerous this morning.
Maybe Achilles doesn't notice this from their position behind Sabrina, but even though Sabrina's finally straightened up her posture, you know, which you don't see often, on the inside, like, her face is just, she is distraught with worry right now. Like, nearly brink of tears because the kids are missing and they accidentally played themselves up as knowing what they're doing in the forest, but really she doesn't know what she's doing and she's kind of scared and everything's getting kind of scary. And even though it's, like, still daytime, the cover of the trees just makes this place look so dank and dark. And, yeah, she is losing it. And kind of in her own thoughts too. And I imagine that while they're walking, she's not paying attention. She just kind of trips over a root that's kind of sticking out of the ground and falls forward on her hands and knees.
Oh no, my friend, I'm so sorry. Would you like a hands up? Can I assist?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And
oh.
She takes your hand.
Oh, no.
Thanks. For the help, I haven't been 100% honest with you, Achilles. I don't really know where we're going, and I'm worried we're gonna get lost. And I guess I'm gonna use.
I think we lost Vicky.
I do think we lost Vicky. Like having an emotional moment with myself. Like Achilles, like no response.
We're listening. What were you gonna use?
I don't think I can use it. I have a weak move that says bungle something you were confident. I like that they use the word bungle because I use that word too. But yeah, bungle something you were confident you could handle. But she wasn't even confident from the outset of this. So
aww.
Can't use it.
Achilles vanishes.
No, not ready for that.
You have to be ready.
Yeah, I think kind of what that might be what happens is like you kind of when you pick yourself up and you have that emotional moment, you turn around and Achilles is gone.
Oh my god.
So now you're alone in the woods.
Oh my god. Should we keep going? Can Mickey hear or like?
Yeah, Mickey can hear you.
Okay. At that, she just loses it. Like, she just got back up on her feet, but she's just gonna fall back down again and, like, kind of cover her head, and she just starts bawling. Like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I'm alone! Oh my god, I should never have pretended to know more than I did. Oh, everyone was right. And she's just kind of catatonic with anxiety in the forest right now.
Oh.
There's like just random animal sounds.
I don't know. Let's say in the timeline, because these things were happening simultaneously, maybe after 5-6 minutes, she like not calms herself, but stops crying and stands up and kind of looks back the way they came. It doesn't look like they haven't been in the forest that long, but it's just so overwhelming. She can't remember which direction they came from and what if it looks familiar. And so she's kind of standing there debating whether she should go back, like maybe Akili left, you know, trying to rationalize it. Maybe Akili left. Maybe they were scared, or maybe they decided it wasn't safe. And Akili's pretty smart. Maybe it's not safe. Maybe I shouldn't go it alone. But then she remembers Sid and Zach and kind of resigns herself to trudge along and heads forward into the woods. Kind of, she doesn't know this, but she's kind of walking in northward towards the direction of the oldest tree.
I feel like as you get closer to the oldest tree, you might hear like Zach and Sid talking or freaking out about being lost, or maybe Sid still calm and cool. Or sorry, Zach is still calm and cool and Sid's freaking out.
It could be a major character switch for the two.
Right?
That would be insane. But
because Sid's probably like read a book about it, but
yeah.
Just so much excitement that they've just gone blank with emotion and they've shut up.
I do actually have a move on the woods element that is lead people together, even if they don't want to be.
Cool.
So I was kind of thinking that like at some point Sabrina will run into the two of them.
Yeah.
If now feels right, then we can definitely do that.
No, for sure. I think that hearing, like, she's just kind of dejected, but still going, but then she hears the voices and she just kind of lights up and she starts running towards it until she meets them, hopefully. Hopefully alive. It's not a mirage, like the ghost in the lake.
Yeah, I think they are both, like, a little freaked out, a little fine. I think one of them says something about how they smelled smoke. I think Sid probably is talking about how, like, fire hazards and forest fires, and is just really, like, just like, very much exaggerating the thing. And then Zach is kind of like, I think I smelled, like, a cigarette or something out here. I don't know. Something like that. And I'm going to say, like, maybe your first thought is, you know, that there's, like, one of the groundskeepers, like, kind of sometimes heads out to, like, smoke. And has been, like, yelled at multiple times about the forest fire risk and all that jazz, but...
I think that Sabrina is probably feeling a range of emotions. She's still freaked out because the forest is really, really scary to her. She's kind of... She doesn't get annoyed. She's agitated at the concept that all of this could have been avoided if said groundskeeper would just follow the rules and not go smoking around camp. But she's overwhelmingly relieved that she has found them. And also a little bit surprised because it's like, wow, I was about to turn back around and just leave it to somebody else, but I found them, oh my God. And like, all of this is happening and like, she sees them talking and she just runs over, just like falls to her knees, like and hugs them. Like this is day two, not even a full 48 hours that she's known these children. And she's just like hugging them, and she also like she's like struggling to hold in her tears, but they start falling. And she's like, "Oh my goodness, you guys, where did you go? Why would you come out here? We were looking for you." And yeah, she's just rambling. I imagine Zach doesn't. They're like, "Chill out, it's fine. We're fine."
Yeah, Zach's too cool for this.
They probably still wanted to keep going.
And Sid is probably like, Zach said he smelled some fruit, and so he went to look for the fruit, because that was on the scavenger hunt list, and it was like a, I don't know, he said pineapple or something, I don't know. Like, just really kind of like losing all composure and just kind of telling this extremely rambling story in all of 15 seconds.
And she kind of like comes off of them and like pulls and wipes her teeth and she's like, fruit? I guess there's probably fruit out here. Maybe some pineapples. Again, I think I'm turning her into a pathological liar. She's just pretending to know things that she clearly does not.
Oh, great.
And yeah, she stands up and she kind of like puts her hand on their shoulders and she's like, okay, do you remember the way you went to get here so we can get back?
Oh, I mean, I don't think they would know.
Yeah, they probably
I think Sid is completely lost.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to, like, after their blank stares, like, Sid is, like, looking like, and Zach's, like, just Zach. So she's going to kind of, like, try to guide them back, and she's going to do this by, like, straight line, walking kind of, like, southeast. Kind of the way she came, she thinks, maybe?
I'd say that, you know, that works, like, your strategy pays off, and that you do get... I'm going to say, like, you sort of wind up not where you thought you were, and kind of in all the wandering, maybe you wound up on the sneaking path. So you like you entered, you know, somewhere I'm guessing like more north, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a little bit of a surprise that you kind of wind up so far south. if we've got Mickey back, I've got something for Achille too.
While we are checking in, hopefully, fingers crossed, they are back. I have lost a token. Because I used a strong move, do something you didn't think you were capable of doing. Finding the counter.
That sounds about right. We can also take a second and figure out the woods' aesthetic elements. I was going to pitch Tangled, because it definitely sounds like it's easy to get lost in there.
Definitely Tangled.
Mm. And some of the other ones are... Maybe.
Deciduous is like when the leaves fall off, right?
Yeah.
And it's fall time.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice, because I like the idea of having a colorful forest.
Okay. We can do deciduous and tangled.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Are we? We don't know the name of the camp, even. Is it current time, like real life? So like summer now, so it's summer at sleepaway camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
Late summer, maybe like one of the last camps or the first ones.
So I think we have not got Mickey back yet.
Achille is gone.
Oh, no.
It might be fun to start like with Achille's finding next episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll pick up with Achille next episode. Sure. So I think in that case, I think we've got Team Lake meeting up with the three from the woods, the three who made it out of the woods.
Yeah, and realizing that Achille is still missing.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of run into the group and you see Sabrina. Her eyes clearly, she has cried a couple of times throughout all of this, and since you all have left, Bid is. Like a shaken leaf, and Zach's just Zach. Like, we were just in the forest.
Sean's extra quiet.
Mm.
Maybe Jet has noticed as they're walking back up that they haven't said anything for a very long time.
Yeah, and I think that's like not unheard of for
it's not.
Like Sean and Jet, but I think Jet does kind of pick up like. You know, if they haven't said anything, they don't want to talk about it yet. I'll just kind of let them be. And then when we see that Achille is not with Sabrina, that's when Jet hits the radio and starts, you know, Achille, are you out there? Can you hear us? Just dead silence, obviously. Then, like, you know, tries that a couple more times. Does that little, like, chirpy ping noise that you can do on a walkie-talkie.
Yep.
There's no response, tries a couple of different channels and just kind of goes through that process of like trying to raise somebody on a walkie-talkie that isn't responding and kind of looking at the group with some you know, some concern. But also, you know, Jet definitely is like, hey, Sabrina, great job, like, finding the kids.
And she kind of nods, but, like, as she, it's dawned on her now that you've brought this up, that Akili did disappear, and she doesn't know where they are. And so, like, you could see her, she start, like, the panic sets over her face again, and she's, like, holding back tears again, and she just kind of, like, sucks it up, and she's like, come on, come on, you guys, you haven't had your lunch yet. And she just walks them over to the mess hall to go eat.
I think, if I may, Jet would like to, you know, sort of tend to someone's wounds, and also just kind of, like, go with Sabrina and be like, no, like, this isn't your fault, like... And we will find Akili. Akili's not gone. Just, you know, he got split up. The woods are crazy. We'll find him.
Right. We will.
Akili can take care of himself. And the priority was finding the kids. So, like, you did good. You did the right thing.
Thank you, Jet.
I don't know whether that helps. Especially considering it's from Jet.
It helps. It honestly... Her first initial reaction is she's still down on herself, but then it kind of dawns on her, like, Jet, the one who she may or may not look up to, but, like, it's this weird emotion that's also kind of mixed with animosity, has kind of given her praise for something that he or Zay didn't do. And so she's kind of, like, she doesn't smile, but internally she's kind of noted.
Sabrina will remember that.
Sabrina, remember that.
Flashes across the screen. Yeah, I think that's a good spot. Good spot to end, unless anybody else wants to throw anything else out there.
No, I like that we're getting into this. Spooky.
Yeah. Definitely starting early. Or not early, but starting right on time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Role Less Taken Campfire. This has been Chris as Sabrina, M as Sean, Mickey as Akili, and Graham as Jet. We've been playing Sleepaway by J Dragon of Possum Creek Games, with some elements from the Uncanny expansion, also by J Dragon. You can find more info on the game in the show notes. You can also find us on Twitter at Role Less Taken, Instagram at The Role Less Taken, and Facebook at The Role Less Taken. That's Role with an E, folks. Please rate and review us on Podchaser and iTunes, and don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Tune in for our next episode. Thanks again for listening, and watch out for the lindworm.